Over. 8 minutes. Smoke.
KO4 HKX, KO4 PX, speak to 1 and Patrick.
I haven't talked to you in a while. You been doing okay?
With all the, some reason, I'm not sure if it's my radios, but there's been a lot of static, so I haven't been able to get through because everyone mentions that I'm so hard to hear that, like, I'm not broadcasting, so I kept trying, but, you know, was never getting any response. It's KO4PXP.
Sorry about that. You're coming in full quieting this morning, so doing good, whatever you're doing.
Yeah, it's kind of odd because the, last night, I could barely even hear anybody on my HD nor my radio when I was in the truck. So it was obviously some other atmospheric interference or something else, you know, kind of blocking the way. The rain may not help any.
Rain, fog, solar flares, man-made interference. Sounded good this morning.
I appreciate it. You gonna have a busy day or just a clean up and relax day?
Got things to do today. Got a couple places I gotta go. It's gonna be I won't say it's a busy day, but a steady day.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm gonna do today is have a busy day and kind of Frankenstein some machines together for so I can have some on standby because I've got 4 put together, so I'm going to put a couple more together, that which is kind of odd to me that the last person left in October, there was computers there still under warranty but either are not working for some odd reason and never made the call to Dell to come out there and fix, and so it's just that's what I'm working on now to get them back up and running and just not going to worry about the baffling reason why I never made the call.
Sounds to me like you found the reason he's no longer employed there.
Yeah, it could be. Like I said, everyone I talked to when they asked me about him, said they asked me where he went. I said, well, I think you finally took the hint and retired because literally when the people in the plant area are shocked because they see me walking around 3 and 4 times a day asking if they had issues, and you know, him walking around and was a good bit hard to find sometimes.
And that's what happens when somebody gets comfortable in their job sometimes. They unfortunately take advantage of that situation.
Yeah, that's the way this plant area is. Because they have an automated system where if the user has an issue, they go in within Teams and they have an application where they click on and they can submit a ticket. And if it, you know, something that can be handled by me, then that ticket comes to me, but or that task comes to me. But, and I understand that because the SAP application, which is their documentation for their parts and stuff, and I don't have any idea about that, and they have a true department that handles that, so they say that's outside of my scope of work. I'm going, yeah, okay, but then users come and ask, you know, for help with that, and unfortunately I have to tell them, well, this is, you know, the process. We'll put in a repair ticket with the SAP support group and we'll go from there.
Like the company has just forgot its processes. They need to get them updated and back in use.
Yep, because right now I'm dealing with the slow network, Wi-Fi network connection speed, and which is really strange. A couple days ago, I got 3 tickets. Of course, the user put the same ticket in, and it got assigned to me with nothing, that's something that's not even in the scope of my work that I'm allowed to do. And so I had to just, you know, let the user know that I transferred it to that department, and go from there.
Hopefully, like I said, you get everything smoothed out and get some new processes put in place. That way everybody's on the same page. It'll make everybody's job a lot easier.
Yep, that's definitely what I'm trying to do right now. Doing it with kid gloves, so I'm not stepping on other people's toes and getting them upset. Because I mentioned to the person that's actually taking over the upgrading and looking at our network that there's only 6 access points in this whole building, and the network speed is just, for the Wi-Fi, is just beyond slow. That I had, one of them yesterday only was showing 90 megs that a connection speed, which is just disastrous.
For trying to run a business, that does seem a little slow, but I'm kind of curious to why they're doing it on Wi-Fi instead of hardwired in.
Yeah, because there's so many, wide open spaces and such a high ceiling that they just don't want all the network connections hanging down everywhere. There's no solid walls to put it, so they'd have to have the, like a utility pole pretty much running to all the computer areas, which, there's about well over 100 or so, maybe even more, so they just don't want those downpole utilities running, since they've got a computer here, a computer there. It's not, really centralized with the computers. They're just all over the place, so they don't want those down poles with utility wood running network connections.
I don't know. I'm just curious. Most places want to hardwire that, but yeah, if they're running wide open spaces and don't want to do the drops like that, I can definitely understand that way.
Yeah, it's truly wide open spaces, so a wireless connection does make sense when they will get the network and access points up to speed where they hopefully are broadcasting more than what they're doing. Because I even asked the guy very nicely, are they throttling them back to be able to have more of a broadcasting range? But I never got it. I did not get an answer yet.
Got 90 megs and you got 100 users, that's going to get eat up very, very quickly.
Yep. The fastest speed that I saw on one of them in a different area was the 320 megs, and it was bombing out and having network issues downloading a 9.9 meg file.
Is it on the user side, or is it on the whoever's supplying your internet? Are they the ones causing the problem, or is it all y'all's responsibility?
Yeah, that's another question I asked. What's the ISP speed that they're paying for coming in? And of course, the networking team's trying to find that out. And when I pretty much asked the guy that's taking over the networking to get it upgraded and revamped on how the access points are configured. Because I know for a fact now, I only counted 6 for that whole building, and it's huge.
For HK. Well, sounds like you got your work cut out for you. But Lloyd, I am arriving at my next destination, so I'm going to jump out of here. Good to talk to you this morning, and be careful on your way in. I don't know if it's raining down there, but it's raining pretty good up here. KO4HGX.
All right, sir. Have a great day, and be careful also. It's just a very light drizzle here. It's KO4PXB.
KO4PXB. This is KR4AAE. Good morning, Lloyd. Sounds like you got some Wi-Fi issues, kind of like what I was going through the other day.
Yes, sir. I'm just glad it's not me, because yesterday it was and the last couple of days it was such static that over the station that I couldn't hear him, and then they couldn't hear me. So, but from what Patrick was saying, that it's definitely cleared up today and a lot better.
Sounding good. I'm not sure if you can tell me or not. What brand Wi-Fi system are you using over there in Honeywell?
Yep, I have no idea. They're high up on the ceiling. What I'm going to do is try to zoom in. I don't see any major brand name on them, so that I don't know, since I just came there in October and the other guy was already gone, so I got no transfer of information. So I have no earthly idea what kind of access points there.
That is a very tough position to be in. No documentation, and the other guy didn't transfer any info. I've been there. I hate it for you. Wish everybody documented like a lot of other people out there do.
Yeah, that's what I definitely started doing, because we have a Teams group that anything that I find out that would be useful to the other people, then I definitely send it on to them. And I use OneNote to pretty much document everything. And if it's truly important, I save it to my OneDrive. That way, I'll have it. So that way, I don't have to worry about my computer crashing and losing my documentation.
I think I want to restart an access point and see how many devices are connected onto that one access point, because obviously you and I both know that you can only have X amount of devices on a specific access point, so maybe you need either more, or you need to do a site survey and see if you got congestion or interference somewhere in your RF, spectrum on the Wi-Fi bands and channels.
Yep, definitely one thing will also help you with your Wi-Fi speed is to, in the access point, tell it not to broadcast, because that takes up away from your bandwidth, and set up an access control list where the biggest thing is so it's not broadcasting, so everyone's trying to hit it and slow down the network. Because if you set up an access list and all the computers or devices that you're trying to connect to it, if they're not in that media access list, then they'll never connect to it. It'll just block them right off the bat.
That is another way to do it, too. The first thing that I always check is interference, RF spectrum, band chatter. Restart one access point, see if it fixes it, and if that fixes it, then restart all of them. That was in my comments, but my specific use case when I ran into that a couple of days ago.
Yeah, even every 6 months I'll sit there and document what's currently in there that I have set up, and I'll just do a hard reset on it and just set everything back up from there. That way, if I know pretty much like you were doing, just kind of evaluate what's currently on there, and every 6 months just refresh it and reset it and go from there.
That reminds me of the IT crowd, and I'm sure you've seen that one. Then they have the recording. They've tried turning it off and back on again. I use that a lot on people if they ask me for stuff.
Yep, that's why I've pretty much got the people with the idea and the concept now. Before they send me a message or come try to find me, that they're having a computer issue, to restart first. Then if it's still having an issue, then let me know. Because like yesterday, a user was having an issue with the monitor. One monitor was one size and one was the next, because obviously they were messing with their settings or something, and the reboot fixed it. And it's like, I appreciate it. That was too easy.
I know how that goes. Well, Lloyd, I got to get going here. I'm at my destination. Been a long night for me. I was up working late last night, so hop in here and get some stuff done, and hope you take the rest of the day off. So, nice chatting with you. KR4AAE, clear on your final.
All right, sir. Enjoy the rest of your day. Please be careful. It's KO4PXB.